Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. Now, last year, if you were following The Mark Wyatt Show, you remember Van Booth. He started in Santa Monica, California, walked across the country, and finished his walk in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Well, today, I have another gentleman who is making a walk of 800 miles, and he is from Montgomery, Alabama. He is the band director at Sydney Lanier in Montgomery. I believe this walk is going to bring the attention and awareness that it deserves. It is taking a while, but good things come to those who wait. But he's not waiting, he's walking. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, PJ Howard.
Good morning, brother. Bless you. Thank you for the warm introduction.
Glad to have you, man. You started in Montgomery this walk?
Yeah, we started on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and now I'm currently in Memphis, Tennessee, trying to rest this knee of mine. In a few hours, I'll be headed to Jonesboro, Arkansas, so I should land there sometime tonight or early Friday morning.
Now, you said your knee, meniscus, is torn or damaged. Have you had an x-ray done, or are you just going ahead and walking on it?
I got to keep moving. I got to stay on pace. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff going on, man, and I've most definitely been taught to push through pain, so that's what we're going to do.
Well, you told me you were a Marine. Your mentality would be to continue to push through, right?
Indeed. You know, and our kids, you know, they're forced to push through pain as well every day. This is one of the elements that fuel this walk in the first place.
Absolutely. And I understand that these kids are in your band. You are the director. And one of the things that band can do is give young people hope, give them confidence, and allow them to move forward in life. Now, they may not look at it that way right now, but you and I both know that if you have structure and you have something that you enjoy, a passion for, that it can lead to other things that you're passionate about later on in life.
Indeed. You know, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and physical and mental conditioning that goes into the preparation of band. And band most definitely is an element or that can save lives, help define students, offer direction, and it also gives students a place to fit in. And this helps define them as a person, and it helps describe or even shed light on the path to follow, or goals to be set, or who to be and how to be. And band does all that. It's an organized sport, just like football, basketball, anything else. It requires preparation and dedication, blood, sweat, and tears.
Let's talk about your background. You became a band director. What led you to be a band director yourself?
Well, my own personal passion for music, and also on a more fundamental side, band saved my life as well. You know, of course, I want to give you the cliche spiel of me being a troubled youth from the New Orleans, Louisiana area, and where crime was most definitely abundant, especially in the 90s. I think New Orleans was dubbed the murder capital of the world, and I will tell you it is different seeing that up close versus just hearing about it in a documentary or on a radio show. It was most definitely testing. It was most definitely scary, and in some parts, it was discouraging. But, you know, after I was an athlete. You know, I was great at football. I was great at everything. I was just naturally talented, as most of our kids are. And I discovered band by mistake, actually, and I ended up liking it. I come from a single-parent home for a while. My parents are divorced. My dad is currently in prison and has been for about 30 years now. And my mother worked very hard. And I was dealing with a lot of pain. I'd seen a lot of family death, not heard about, but I've seen or witnessed a lot of family death. And to this day, I still have those images in my head. And band was kind of sort of like my counseling session. It offered me an escape route of how to deal with things. And, you know, it offered me optimism. You know, that if I continue to practice and continue to invest in band, that I would actually feel better about my life and about the direction that I saw for my own personal self.
PJ, your mother must be something really special, listening to you talk about her raising you and taking care of you. Is she living in Montgomery now herself?
She died the summer before last of cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's fine, man. You know, she actually passed away in Montgomery. She was a very hardworking woman. When we first got to Montgomery, my mother worked in a factory called Brockway Glass until it closed down. She worked endless hours. She worked double shifts every day that she worked there. And I remember she would come home and complain about how bad her feet hurt. But the thing that motivated her to get up every single day was love for her kids. I have two older siblings, and I'm the youngest of the three. But she, that's what drove her. She looked in her eyes, and anytime we smile, I remember her saying, I heard over here, heard her saying to herself, this is why I got to go to work, because my baby smiled when, you know, we spend time together and we're able to do certain things. And just our smiles and our good spirits kept her motivated. So she worked at Broadway Glass when the factory closed down. Her and my family, they opened beauty shops in Montgomery. And she would work from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. So hard work and perseverance is something that has been a fundamental message in my household ever since I can remember.
Well, PJ, since you mentioned that, you are actually on the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment, and my grandparents raised me, and there was a reason for that. My grandmother, who helped me grow into what I am today, she passed away in 2018. It was March 29th. She had a heart attack. You are on a segment right now that honors my grandmother with her name. I thought that was the best thing I could do when I offered good deeds and trying to make a difference, was to say this was part of her legacy and keep her memory alive. And I know that, you know, as you walk, you have to think about your mom and those who supported you as a young person. I would think that that would be something that you carry with you.
Yes, sir. You know, speaking of grandmothers, my grandmother was my best friend. And I had a chain of events occur, man. You know, of course, you know, parents divorce and their custody battles, and it gets a little messy sometimes. But my father's mother was my best friend. I loved that lady. She just understood me. Her bed felt awesome. It felt like a manger, so comfortable.
Yes, I get it.
And I enjoyed listening to music, and I think that's where my passion for music was founded. My grandmother and I would ride late nights, and, you know, I'm 6 or 7 years old, so I'm talking about 9 or 10 o'clock. That was late to me, you know, and ride late nights, and she just put on the radio and just drive, and we listen to music. We come back home and we listen to more music, and she would ask me to identify the names and titles of songs. And I remember on this one special night, my dad took me to the arcade and the old Eastdale Mall. It was called in Montgomery, it was called Aladdin's Castle, and I was coming off of a high, man, of, you know, I just got a chance to spend some time with my dad, which was, you know, wasn't, you know, often. And he took me by my grandmother's house. It was like the main event because the ritual we had. And on this particular Saturday night, we sat and we listened to music like we always do. And I used to love bacon, so she cooked me some bacon. And we'd sit and listen to music. And we fell asleep. And to make a long story short, I woke up and she didn't. I was there alone with her. And I woke up and I was trying to wake her up because she'd usually be up by now. And she never got up, man. So I was there. She had passed away during the night. And I was there with her alone. So I had to suck it up, man, and figure out how to take care of her, at least to the best of my ability. So I recall running from door to door, trying to get an adult to come assist me. And I couldn't find anybody because I assume everybody was at church. And maybe like 30, 40 minutes later, my granddad pulled up from fishing. And he brought some flowers in the house. And he said, hey, I got a surprise for your grandmother. Go wake up. I said, granddad, I've been trying to get up, but I can't. And he said, what do you mean you can't get up? You know she sleep hard. Just call her name and, you know, shake her a little bit. She'll get up. And I felt reassured in that moment. I said, oh, I haven't tried that. She's okay. And so I went and I tried that. That didn't work. And he said, where is your grandmother? I thought I asked you to wake up, and it was like, well, she won't get up. He said, huh? So he stood in the doorway, he called her name, he's like, Leela, get up, get up, get up. Lila. And then when she didn't answer that, he started calling her by her nickname. He said, "Little one, get up. I got a surprise for you." And then he said, he looked at me, he asked me this question. He said, "You're not thinking what I'm thinking of." So he jumped on the phone and called my uncle, who was a mortician. And he was out of town extracting a body from a house. And he sent one of his assistants over, who was close in distance. And by the time he made it, he checked my grandmother's pulse. And he set her up, and her head slumped over. And he said, "She's deceased." And I remember this great detail. And I remember storming out the front door. I had on yellow shorts and a tank top and no shoes. And I just ran as far as I could in the middle of the street till my toes started bleeding. And I was so angry now, so mad, because I had lost my best friend. There was nothing I could do about it. And that's the memory that I have of my grandmother. So what I will say to you, whether I was young or whether it happened yesterday, that is a very, very painful loss to lose a mother or a grandmother. And my thing that I'm describing is I always get to see it. I don't ever get the luxury of getting a phone call. I get to see it. I have to consume the energy of the situations. I adopt the images that never part from your mind, and it is tough. And just last Wednesday, I lost my daughter in a car accident in Tuscaloosa County. And if you search for Jada Harris, you'll see the newspaper clipping. And it has been, this walk has not just been, it started off being something that I wanted to do for these kids. I had to do for these kids. Now it's something I actually need to do for therapy for myself. So it's mostly become a multi-purpose journey.
Absolutely, PJ. Man, what a story. I think about my great grandmother as you're talking about that, because being raised by my grandparents, that was my grandmother, you know, and I lost her suddenly after she had a broken hip, went into surgery, had a blood clot. I remember waving at her and telling her I loved her as she went into surgery, and then next thing they tell me she's gone, and she was my best friend, and I went in the bathroom, man, and I just bawled. A cousin came in and tried to comfort me, but there was no comfort. Yeah. I was angry too. I was angry when my grandfather passed away at 69 of cancer. I was 18 years old. I was at the University of Alabama. My dream was to be a kicker. That had fallen through, and then my granddad passed away, and I was a pretty upset guy. But in all this, PJ, we find within ourselves either opportunity to move forward or to stand still and do nothing, give up, and let that anger just take us over. And whatever challenge we have in life, we look at it and say, man, nothing's working out for me. My life is hopeless. There's no opportunity. There's no doors opening. And I know that at the core of this, you want to open doors for these young people at Sydney Lanier. And you want to open doors not just at Sydney Lanier, but beyond. And you want to see young people with their dreams being fulfilled, their goals. Now you say that you're walking for multiple reasons. Well, great, because if you find several reasons to do it, that's going to keep you going when a meniscus breaks down or your ankle gets sprained or whatever happens to you. You're going to keep pushing forward because you know that there are real reasons to do it.
Indeed.
Let's take a quick break, and I want to talk about when we come back how people can support this effort, because I want people to. I want people who are listening right now to make a difference in the lives of these young people, make a difference in your life as well. So if you'll stick with me, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
All right.
Folks, we're talking to PJ Howard. He is from Montgomery, Alabama. He's on an 800-mile walk. He's headed to Jonesboro, Arkansas as we speak, and he's going to finish this walk. And I see great opportunities coming for these young people at Sidney Lanier in Montgomery, Alabama, that he's walking for. And I see great opportunities for him and other young people who are pursuing their dreams. I hope you'll stick with me as you are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's Bowtime. I'm Dallin Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. If you were listening in the last segment, I'm going to tell you folks, if you heard our conversation and you aren't motivated and driven in whatever obstacle that you face right now, you need to listen again. It's a very important conversation that we're having. PJ Howard is driven by young people at Sidney Lanier High School in Montgomery, Alabama, where he's a band director. He is walking 800 miles. We realize that Hurricane Laura hit the coast. There's a lot of things going on around our country. There are a lot of distractions, but we've got a guy right now who decided that he wanted to walk for his children, these folks that are in the band, Sidney Lanier. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, PJ Howard.
How we doing there, Mark? I appreciate you. I'm walking. My destination is Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm due to be there maybe by the 3rd of September. I'm going to try to stay on schedule here. And yes, my band room is falling apart, so my kids really don't have a safe learning environment. The school is falling apart on its interior, so the band room just reflects the general condition of the total campus or the total school itself. Most of our bathrooms are offline. There's carpet and mildew in the carpet and the walls and in the ceilings all over the school, including the band room. And we most definitely have a rodent infestation. And it is, it's a tough sell to get a kid to want to sit there and concentrate and even requires education. And really, I started walking because I don't think it's fair to them. And, you know, I have to remind people I'm not here to point fingers at anyone. I'm just here to challenge us or anybody who feels like they can contribute to offering our kids that new day that we keep reassuring them that's coming. I just challenge people who can help create that new day to get out and help now because we've waited long enough. Looking at these facilities, it's evident that this conditioning or the condition of the facilities didn't just happen last night. This comes from years and years of neglect. And I think that it's time that we fix things up, cleaned up what we messed up, so that these kids can get on with their lives, learn in a warm and inviting environment that'll keep them engaged. And as for our band, choir, theater department, art department. I just think that it's also unfair for us not to have the learning material or the equipment that we need to effectively over-educate our students, because our students have to be prepared, not just for one type of higher ed institution, but for any higher education. Our desire is to train world-class students at Sidney Lanier, but without the proper equipment, we won't ever meet that goal. So our kids are underserved.
PJ, let's be transparent with listeners right now. You have made this walk. You are in the Memphis area right now. You've had news coverage so far. You have had some awareness brought to what you're doing. But the funds are not coming in the way that you hope they would. And listeners right now have a real opportunity to make a difference. And I'm hoping through the Mark White Show that we have some listeners that will help to get that ball rolling a little faster for you and for those students at Sidney Lanier. Let's talk about how people can donate, how they can contribute, where you want them to go right now to help your students.
Well, I would love for them to go to, I'll share the link with you as well. It's called My School Books. It's almost, when you're looking at the functionality of how to donate, it's almost like buying an item off of eBay. And it's not just like a GoFundMe or a Cash App thing where you just, you know, put in the money the amount of money you're looking to donate and so on and so forth. It's just a little more to it than that. But it's pretty straightforward. It's called My School Books. And if you can't find it, what I would like for you to do is go to the Sidney Lanier High School in Montgomery. Go to our homepage and find out, find the donation tab. Go find the My School Books link and you'll see it. It'll ask you, sometimes it'll ask you, depends on how you go in, it'll ask you which organization you want to donate to. And I just challenge all of us to donate to all of the organizations we possibly can, because we need it. I'm going to, I have a personal goal of $1 million for my school, and I'm going to walk into every dime of that $1 million is acquired. So
I believe that you're going to accomplish great things through this walk, and not just for the students, but you yourself. As you say, this is helping you with the loss of your daughter, some other things that have happened in your life. I want to be clear on, it's My School Bucks, B-U-C-K-S, myschoolbucks.com. If they're looking up Sydney Lanier, I want to spell it for them, S-I-D-N-E-Y-L-A-N-I-E-R, Sydney Lanier High School in Montgomery, Alabama. And you also have a Facebook page that people can follow during this walk as well.
Yes, sir. It's called 800 Miles for Funding. 800 Miles for Funding. Or you can type in a search engine, March, M-A-R-C-H, with PJ. And it should populate on your screen. And you can just follow along and like the page. And it'll keep you updated. All of the donation information is there. It should be pinned to the top of the page where you can make it easy, and it should be easy to find and accessible.
PJ, I want to make sure that I acknowledge Ebony Hill right now for her connecting us together. Also, I want to mention Ethan's Heart. We've got a young man down in Birmingham that is helping the homeless in his area. You can also look up Ethan's Heart, but I appreciate Ebony making the connection between you and me, PJ. I'm with you all the way through the Mark White Show, so if you need anything, you want to continue to get the word out, you have another message, please share that with me and we'll get it on the air, okay?
Man, bless you, man. I appreciate the opportunity to be heard and to shine a positive spotlight and awareness on my school's situation. And again, thank you to your radio show, and most definitely your valued listeners. I pray everybody has an awesome Friday.
Well, if nobody else is encouraged and inspired, I am, my friend, and I appreciate the encouragement and inspiration that you're giving right now. I'm motivated. I'm fired up for this, and wish you well throughout your walk. You get that meniscus back going again, and you stay on the track and you keep walking, you're going to finish this strong, and you're going to have some success out of this that you're not even aware of yet.
Yes, sir. I claim that, man. Bless you, brother.
Folks, we've been talking to PJ Howard. He is the band director at Sydney Lanier High School in Montgomery, Alabama, and he's raising funds for his students to have this musical education that they so deserve. And I hope that you will help this effort as he makes his walk into Kansas City, Missouri, from Montgomery, Alabama. PJ is in Arkansas and he's progressing toward Missouri, and I want you to support this effort. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you. Love you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today. Something good today.